It's Pack the Brew this week. We are doing the AL West. Yesterday was about the Athletics. Today is about the Los Angeles Angels. Can Mike Trout finally return to the postseason? Not looking too great this year yet again, Gage. Can Mike Trout stay healthy? How about that? That's maybe more realistic. That's what we're all praying for as baseball fans. We want Mike Trout healthy. But let's look at the team around him. Let's start off in the rotation. Their ace, newly acquired this offseason, dominant in Houston after being traded over. Yusei Kikuchi, he's a fine pitcher. I thought they overpaid. I completely came at the Angels for this move, and it's just been frustration boiling over for a while now. Good, fine pitcher. He's not going to keep up what he did in Houston. He's just not an ace.
Yeah, interesting move by the Angels. Ryan and I have fought over this guy previously. Makes a move that makes him better. Little poke at Ryan there, see if I'll blow him up again. Not the one on a lot. Not the one on a lot of times, but a dude with a 3.9 ERA will headline this rotation. So, nicely put. not great.
Braille's writing gibberish in his notes, and honestly, yeah. That's fine. I've wrote much worse than that before. Gage, I'll ask you again about him, man. Do you think he's capable of being a true ace, or
no.
is it like he makes you better, but it's not good enough?
He makes you better, but it's not good enough. That is the perfect answer.
There we go. That's fine. Let's go over to the number two, Jose Soriano, 3.42 ERA in 20 starts in 2024. He's only 26. He could be a building block for this team. His ceiling isn't, you know, Cy Young or any All-Star or whatever, but he's like, this can be a quality pitcher for him.
Yeah, too. I have Tyler Anderson. Jose Soriano is the guy that I flipped with him. 381 ERA last year, 16 F4. Again, not a guy I would personally want it to, but the Angels don't really have much of a choice. I'll jump on, I'll say some things about Jose Soriano really quick. He's solid. 3.42 ERA, 17 F4. The biggest thing about this rotation is that it lacks a KO starter. It does not have a KO starter. Kikuchi, not a guy, like he's a little jab, you know? Like, he's a little jab of a starter. He's not like a left hook from Rocky. He's a little, like little floater punch.
Good way to put
it. They don't have a KO starter. They have a jab starter. They have multiple jab starters, and sometimes that's beneficial, but you don't have a lot of guys, and so this rotation is not that great.
What do we like to call it? In a PG-13 form, a FU ace, an FU starter. You need someone to go out there and win you a game. I'm going to put my life on the line for this guy. Who?
Tobias Myers.
Give me Tobias Myers, baby. But on the Angels, I don't know. I'll go to Tyler Anderson, though. He was an all-star last year, and it was worthy because he had sub-3 ERA in the first half. He was really good. But, man, that second half. Yikes. Rough one.
Yeah, no bueno. At four, I had Kyle Hendricks, long time Chicago native. Will be interesting to see how he responds to a different environment. The dude is also very old. I think he's been pitching longer than I've been alive, I'm almost sure, which is bonkers that his arm's A, intact, and B, that he's like still throwing. But yeah, I'd be really interested to see how long he lasts and how long he does, or how well he does.
You know, it feels like he's been in the league for like 20 years, but Gage, I know you're 12 years old, and that's fine, but he's only been in the league for 11 years. 2014 is when he made his debut, which kind of shocks me. I thought he's been in the league like a little longer than that.
I thought like he was hitting like double digits.
Somehow he's only 35.
Yeah, that dude
honestly,
looks like
I
he's
thought
50.
He was like 38.
Kyle Hendricks, with all due respect, brother, you look like you're 50. Like, I thought for sure that dude was 50 years old. So, yeah, not a great look. But
bro thought we had another Jamie Moyer on our hands right there.
Yeah, or like, I guess 40 is more realistic. But still, I thought he was around a while.
You know, I'm sure he's a good guy, but I kind of got to take a shot here. He pitches like he's 50 years old. I mean, this is not a good pitcher in 2025, man. He hasn't been for a couple of years, unfortunately, man. Hold on, I'm sorry. I don't mind a veteran move right here. I don't hate the move.
I don't either.
But if the Angels were even a fraction of a bit smarter, this should be Caden Dana's spot, man. You got to go with the more youth movement in the rotation.
Totally agree. And then at five, you have Reed Detmers, who had a 6.7 ERA last year. Yeah, not a good rotation, to put it nicely.
Detmers was a former first rounder. He just hasn't been able to repeat that 2022 season. I thought he would have been in the trade market after last season, but maybe like no one wants him. But there's plenty of teams who would take a flyer on a first rounder from just, God, at this point, 5 years ago. 2020 was 5 years ago. Am I that old at this point? That is insane to think of. God, buddy, I need to file for Social Security soon, my man. This is tough. But Detmers, I mean, the potential could still be there. I just don't think it's in Anaheim.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of potential for that starting rotation in Anaheim. But we'll move on to the bullpen, in which I am very excited about their closer named Ben Joyce. Wanted this dude to bounce back in a major fashion last year, and he did so. Dude's a certified flamethrower. He'll be going from the setup one man to a closer role per the Angels. Good move. This guy is closer. I think this guy is closer-esque. I don't think he should have
Absolutely.
Ever been a setup man. But, easing him into this role was one of the few things that the Angels have done well over the last couple of years. Ben Joyce is the man.
I get why he wasn't in the closer role. I personally, as if I ever ran a team, I don't because of 922 reasons. But if I did, I would not want to throw a rookie into the closer role. I want to kind of slowly work his way up there, and
that's
that's
what
what
I'm
they're
saying.
doing with
They
Ben
did a
Joyce.
very good job at like easing him into that
Yes,
spot.
they did a great job. And also, they had Carlos Estevez there. And it's like, that's obviously an insanely great pitcher. So I get it. But Ben Joyce, God, what does this guy top out at? Like 106? I mean, listen.
Certified flamethrower.
Yes, that's a perfect way to put it, man. Angels don't have a lot of flashiness, but Ben Joyce is one of those.
Yes. Setup one, I have Brock Burke. Has been horrendous the last two seasons, but prior to that had a sub 2 ERA as a reliever. I think that that just has to be about returning to form for him. The last 2 years, we'll just put him up as a fluke, and then we'll get back to the 2 ERA. And then in the instance that the Angels have an opportunity to put one away, you have a very, very solid bullpen.
When you're talking about a setup, man, and you got to go back 3 years to talk
Years.
about good years, that's a pretty bad bullpen.
Agreed. Totally. Yep.
Unfortunately, it's just, if you get to Ben Joyce, all right, you got a good chance. Unfortunately, I don't see a ton of times where you get to Ben Joyce in a save opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And then set up two, I mean, you could take your pick. You got three guys there: Ryan Zephyrhon, Jose Quijada, or Jose Suarez. My personal pick is Quijada, but you can take your pick there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all together, man. I'm sorry, the Angels bullpen after Joyce just is not good. And Angel fans, I promise I don't have anything against you, but I'm almost just as frustrated as you are probably. I mean, you guys are probably pissed at how this team has been reigned, that you didn't make the postseason with Ohtani, Trout. You're wasting all these years with Trout. Now Trout can't stay healthy. I'm pissed off as a baseball fan. I can only imagine how frustrated you guys are. So I'm trying to relay or reciprocate. What word am I looking for? It's a math word.
Reciprocate.
There we go. You like that one? That frustration for you guys. And I mean, I'm sorry. I probably can't even do a fraction of how pissed off you guys are.
Yeah, definitely. As you move into the starting lineup here, it's not much to be looking at, unfortunately. Catcher got Logan Ohapi, who is one of the bright spots on this team. First full season behind the dish for Ohapi was not what I think they were expecting out of him. I think they were looking for just a touch more out of him. He sat around 1.84. I think they were looking for about a 3 out of him.
Yeah, Ohapi was. I mean, they did good getting him for the Phillies. It was a good trade, but you were maybe expecting a little bit more out of him last year. A guy that I like that can be part of this core going forward, but just it wasn't that guy in 24.
Yeah, definitely. At first base, I have Nolan Chanio, another guy you hope would be big last year, just wasn't. Roughly league average. I think he improves a little on last year, but don't expect too much to change.
And he showed a little bit of improvement in that second half. He went to a 756 OPS in that second half, still hoping for much more than that. And he's got plenty of time to learn. But you saw a 949 OPS in July. I think he can be that player consistently. This can be a big bat. He just needs to find it.
Definitely. At second base, I have Luis Rengifo. Was out a large portion of last year with a wrist injury, but was about league average in that time. So if he can stay healthy this year, I think he'll be really solid for the Angels. Just another guy to look out for this season on this team.
I mean, this is a quality second baseman right here. A guy that's been getting, you know, you mentioned the health issues last year, but when he's healthy, when he's playing, he's getting it done, man. He's putting up the numbers that he's an above average to, I'd say, pretty good second baseman for the most part.
Yeah, definitely. It's short. I have Zachary Neto. I called a big-time season from Neto last year. That one feels good. About time I hit one of them. If Trout struggles with an injury again this year, I truly believe that Neto is the guy can take the MVP award of sorts away from Trout this year.
Whoa. Is that with a healthy Trout or a what we've seen the last 5 years Trout?
If Trout is like dead like he has been the last
okay.
5 years,
gotcha.
then it's Neto's team to lose.
Gotcha. Okay. I can get with that take. You look at Neto, Happy, Shanuel, this is a core that can get it done. Not this year, but it's a building block core that's like, hey, this can be a solid team. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, maybe. I like Neto a lot, and you know, I can agree with that take that you just had.
Yeah, I'm a fan of him, man. I really like what he has to offer this team. I mean, with Trout playing, without Trout playing, like I still think he's going to be solid. I think with a healthy Trout, you're not going to get the MVP type of like performance or team MVP type of performance out of him. But Neto doesn't really need to do much, unfortunately, to be the team MVP of the Los Angeles Angels. At third, I have Yoan Moncada, extremely injured over the last couple of seasons, which really sucks. Foot strain held him to just 12 games last year with the White Sox. Boom or bust signing here, in my opinion. There's really no in between.
I did my notes for the West this week, and it was before Yoan Moncada signed with the Angels, only for $5 million. I thought this was a great sign for him, a guy that if he stays healthy, they could flip at the deadline for a nice prospect or two. I originally had Anthony Rendon, but as long as Moncada's healthy, I think you got to go with Moncada here at starting third baseman. Both of them are kind of cooked. Both of them, unfortunately, just can't stay healthy at all, and it sucks. It sucks because Rendon's a great player. Moncada was a great prospect. These are two guys that were great, and they just injuries have killed them, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely. In left field, I have Taylor Ward. 2.25 F4 last season makes him one of the leaders on this team. In terms of the stat, he is the man. He's just another guy, you know, that you gotta watch on this team and enjoy. Taylor Ward could be really exciting for the Angels this year.
He's gotten it done consistently for the last few years as an Angel. He's not someone that does the flashiness that is gonna be in the big boy talks, but he really does his job at a good level.
Yeah, you were talking about Rendon earlier. Where do you put Rendon with Moncada at third?
On the bench.
Good. Okay, I want to make sure
paid,
that I wasn't.
He's getting paid what 245, and he's going to be on the bench, and that's where he's been. It's no different.
Yeah,
he's just it's a healthy scratch at this point, I guess.
Yeah, I it blows my mind, man. Center field. I mean, the man. You might have heard of him, Mike Trout. You know what he brings to the table at this point, right? Future Hall of Famer. I don't think I changed my notes from what I had down last year for him.
Not
just,
much to change,
man.
It to.
You just really need a healthy season out of him, bro. I am so sick of seeing him injured.
As a Brewer fan, the one thing I want is a World Series. But as a baseball fan, the one thing I want is a healthy Mike Trout again. Because it feels like, oh yeah, when I was growing up, Mike Trout was the face of baseball. He was the best player in baseball. Now it's like, oh yeah, Mike Trout is still playing baseball. Because he's playing, like, he hasn't been healthy since 2019. It's horrible, man. I miss it. It sucks. Even if the Angels suck, I at least want to watch a healthy Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, yeah. Well, I mean, as a baseball fan, the other thing that I want is a championship for a team that doesn't win one normally. So the Brewers winning a World Series would still be my one. But yeah, Trout at two is not
you know what
bad.
I mean? I mean the non-bias.
Yeah. I get it. Totally. Right field, Joe Adele. Not great numbers, to put it lightly. In his defense, I don't really think they can get any worse. So you hit rock bottom, Joe Adele. Time to bounce back.
I feel like Adele's been a failed prospect for a decade now.
Decade.
And I feel like he's like 30. He's only 25. 25. But this was once one of the top guys. And he just has never been that guy. He's never been close to it. But is somehow coming off his best career year with 20 homers, and his best career year still was not very good.
Yep. And then at DH, I have Jorge Soler. Guess what he's hitting, Ryan? Guess what he hit last year?
Oh God, I didn't look, man. What?
235. Your DH hit 235.
That's
last
not his
year.
Game though. His game's power and slugging.
Yeah, I know. That's just. 235 hitter at your DH is just diabolical. Like, that's insane to me.
If you're looking at, yeah, if this was like the, even 20 years ago, it's like, we went 235 hitter as our DH. It's like, what are you doing?
No.
But I'll say it, man. The Angels don't do a lot of stuff right. I thought they did great here. They traded a back-end starter and Griffin Canyon wasn't going to be in this rotation. They just had to take on his salary. They really didn't trade much to get him from Atlanta. They did a great job getting Jorge Soler here. This can either be a big trade piece, or, I mean, he can just contribute to a few wins for him this year. I like this move.
Yeah, time to deal out some awards. Ryan, let's hear him.
Let's do it. Cy Young. We talked about it with the Athletics. They're just isn't a lot of firepower in the rotation, just like in Oakland, Sacramento, whatever. It's the same thing for the Los Angeles Angels. The Cy Young's going to be Ben Joyce, man. And it's even more so because I don't trust their rotation even more than the Athletics.
Yeah, I like that pick. I like the Ben Joyce pick a lot. That's probably mine if I'm, like, having fun, like, if it's just, like, you know, want to be right. Keep an eye out for Jose Leclerc, man. I think that he can really play a very good setup, man. And I think he has. He did very, very good at that in Texas. Never forget that Tyler Toney from Dude Perfect hit a baseball off of him. But
what
like
can he do?
Yeah, but Jose Leclerc, bro, that man, I think he legitimately has, like, he has some firepower.
What if you have to pick someone in the rotation? Who do you think is going to be the best guy this year?
It's going to be Detmers. That's my guess.
You really have Reed Detmers as the best one. They're current number five. Wow.
Yes.
I was going to go with Jose Soriano, and I thought that was kind of – Detmers is a really bold one, but I like it. I think the potential's still there.
I totally agree. That's why he's my pick. It's just because there has to be some left, man. It just has to. At MVP – that one feels kind of obvious. Trout, if he's healthy. If he's not healthy, it's Neto.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember which Angels player had the gambling scandal last year.
The what scandal?
The gambling scandal. He was out.
Oh,
Never mind. It was CJ Abrams, I think.
Well, they're both red, so.
Yeah, I was close.
Close enough, yep. Right?
Yeah. I couldn't remember. Yeah, that's bad.
I'm going to go with Mike Trout. I know it's basic, and I'm tired of thinking of an injured Trout. Unfortunately, that's all I can remember him as at this point. It's all about staying healthy. If he's healthy, even if he plays 100 games, he's going to win the MVP of this team.
Yeah, definitely. Rookie of the Year, they don't have any that are playing for him this year, so it's their top prospect, Caden Dana. Not great looks for him right now either.
Yeah, not a ton of options, as you mentioned, and I said it. I think Dana should be in the starting rotation. I know the numbers weren't great, but they got to go with the younger guys over someone like Kyle Hendricks. He should be in that rotation. He should get the chance. I think he will sometime this year, but it should be right away.
Yeah. Breakout, bounce back, or breakout and underrated is the same player, so I'll just group them. Taylor Ward, man. 2.5 F4, but you don't see his highlights anywhere. So big breakout year inbound for him, underrated. Feels right for him.
For underrated, I'm going to go with Zach Neto. You talked about him as he could be the MVP of the team, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, Zach Neto, he's an Angel. Sure, he's solid. But I don't think people are talking about him as being, you know, the next guy up in L.A. after Trout. You know, we'll see what happens with Trout. But 11 defensive runs saved, above average bat. He's only 24. This is one of the core pieces. And then who else did you talk about? Breakout? Breakout's going to be Ben Joyce for me. I mean, sure, right? Whatever. He's going to be the starter closer.
Yep, and then bounce back and favorite move is Yoan Moncada. I mean, this dude's been injured, right? So bounce back feels like a pretty easy pick. And They made very limited moves this season. We argued about Kikuchi, not necessarily a KO starter and a team that needs a KO starter. It's just like kind of adding to the lack thereof that you had. And Yoan Moncada is a significant move to me.
You know, I feel like I've been doing this comeback pick for the last like 4 years, but I'm going to do it again, man. Mike Trout.
Okay, yeah.
Mike Trout. I'm sorry. I know people want to be different. That's fine. I want a healthy Mike Trout so freaking bad, man.
Bad.
I need it again. Most underrated move. My favorite move. You can talk about Kikuchi. He's probably going to be the best ad, but I like Moncada for only $5 million. I think he's going to be a nice guy they can flip with a deadline if he can stay healthy. That's a huge if.
Yeah, based on the way we've talked about the Angels in this episode, should be no shock to anybody that my pick for finish in the AL West is 5, and I don't think it'll be particularly close.
Yeah, it's fifth place, man. The team isn't garbage. I don't think they're going to lose 100 games. This isn't the White Sox or the Rockies. It's not that bottom tier. I think they're probably the tier above the White Sox and Rockies, which is really not saying a ton. So, yeah, you could still say they're pretty bad, a pretty bad baseball team. But I could see a mid-70s win team if everything goes right. But
I think
they're pretty clearly the worst of the five teams.
Yeah, I think they'll win. I think they'll lose 100 games.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that this team has much going for them. You have Zach Neto. You have Mike Trout. And that's about it.
I'm going to disagree. I really don't think they lose 100 games.
Really? Okay. I mean, I don't know. What do you have on this team that's exciting to you, though? Like, that's my problem with it.
I think they have guys who can really grow this year. And that includes the Corey we talked about. That includes, you know, if Trout can stay healthy, that includes a couple guys in the rotation who can take the step you want them to take. Again, not a good team. But I could see, if I'd put money on it, I think they win low 70s, but they top out at, as I said, mid-70s.
Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to another one. As always, you can find us anywhere. You find your podcast anywhere you're on social media. Be sure that next time you buy something at Venker Co., you use code PACKTHEBREW15 for 15% off your next purchase. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to another one, and we will see you in the next episode.